Okay. We are calling the Fire Rescue Governing Body District Meeting to order. And present are... Somebody. Present are Vice Chair Garofalo, Commissioner Jones, Commissioner Trubert, Commissioner Blucher, City Manager Steve Kraus, City Attorney Rob Robinson, City Clerk Helen Rainbow, Deputy City Clerk Patsy Atkins, for the Police Chief Lewis. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. First item is public comment, and there is none, so we will move on to
move
the consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda.
Moved by Commissioner Garofalo, second by Commissioner Blucher. Please vote. Unanimous. Next is general business, discussion and possible action regarding position of Fire Rescue District Captain.
Yeah, I put this on the agenda last meeting. After reviewing Chief Taft's email and kind of having like a second thought of what our discussion was during the our magistrate process that we had up here, I think I'm for putting the paramedic pay back into it and having some kind of a MOA or MOI, whatever you want to call it. That's it. Short and simple. He in the memo, he chief said that the only way to I'll quote it here. To help mitigate the situation with the captain paramedic differential raised from 2,500 to 5,000, the promotion of lieutenant medic 3 would equal the first captain step and thus move to captain 2. To fully alleviate the situation, you would need to be compensated 7,500, which is what we went away from on this new contract. And to be fair, what he's saying about alleviating is the fact that when you get promoted from lieutenant to captain, you're not going to the top of the rank. And we're talking about if it's base pay to base pay, then it's no problem because we're going base pay and it's a nice raise. But if you're base pay and you're adding the differential pay that you get as a paramedic, then you're really, it's a minimal amount that you're making because you're just basically going to the top step. And then anyone that's in that, I just feel like anyone that's in that position would be now equal to someone that's a brand new promoted captain. So you're a captain 3, let's say, and this does not use any people, put faces with it, just say that there's a captain 3 that's been a captain 3 for 10 years, and then the lieutenant 3 just gets promoted. He's now going to be a captain 3 with the guy that's a captain, you know, the one that's been there 10 years. So I just don't think I don't think it's fair a way of doing it. I just think we could solve it by making it 7,500. And I know the argument before was the contract's not going to work for everybody and this, that, and the other. I'm just saying for future, if we want to set a precedence here and keep that in there, I think it's good. Now, future contracts, they want to try and make some kind of separation, have at it. But I just really think that we missed that. Or I know you didn't, Commissioner, but I did when I said I wanted to take it out. That's all.
Commissioner Trubert.
I think we approved the contract already, and this is, in my opinion, the subject for future negotiations.
Commissioner Blucher.
Let me ask you a question, Commissioner Garofalo. So you're saying just move up that differential?
Give the incentive back to the lieutenants. Don't keep it at 2,500. This new contract made it from 7,500 to 2,500.
So you're saying just bring it up to...
Just bring it back to 7,500.
Would that work, or would you just want to take that, if we just look at the captain for a second, just the captain 1, 2, 3, and make where the captain 1 is, make that, you know, just bring 2.
I agree with what you're saying. I think you're getting a little bit too much into the nuts and bolts of it, where they have a good separation now when you get promoted. Forget the differential that they're getting. There's a good separation. But if you take that differential away, once you get promoted to another level and you lose that differential, there's not really a separation anymore. So let's just forget about the paramedic pay is what I'm saying, and you get promoted. I like their step plan they have. It's good. It's just that the paramedic pay is not there. So it's not an incentive.
Commissioner, I think you guys are saying the same exact thing. You're saying bring that step up by the 7,500, assuming that everybody that comes in has that paramedic differential. And that's what you're proposing.
No, because if you're a lieutenant EMT and you get promoted to captain, that wouldn't be fair to be in that step as a paramedic, and then you're making the same.
What
I was thinking, I'm not necessarily sold on this yet, but I'm saying where the captain one now starting is 72,698.
Right.
That you make a captain one a captain two. So the starting salary for captain one would be 76,323. Captain two would be 81,139, and then you'd have to do something with a third.
It still wouldn't solve the problem that's at hand right now that I think is a problem, is that people went right to captain three with their paramedic pay. You understand? If we do nothing, you're going right to captain three. From lieutenant three, for the most part, you're going right to captain three, because you're going to be in the middle somewhere, and there's no middle, so you go to the next highest. You don't go backwards, so you go up.
But wouldn't that take care of that? Because if the lieutenant three is 77,
right,
top, if you made the captain one now at 76,323 beginning, but it still caps out at 78,823.
Because then you're putting, then you're comparing differential and base pay, and they're two different animals.
Isn't the reason that they're that is decreased is because they're not doing that job? Isn't that the reason that it's less? Isn't that they're not doing the paramedic job? Isn't that the reason it's less?
Are you asking me or in general?
Well, I guess I have to ask you,
okay,
Commissioner, because I'm not clear what your proposal is.
Okay.
But right now, This appears to me to be specialty pay for a job that the paramedics are doing. And when they accept that promotion, they're no longer doing that job.
Well, then
if a lieutenant calls in, doesn't come, does the captain fill in and do that paramedic job?
Let me ask you one question first. If you were getting promoted from a firefighter that's on a rescue paramedic to the captain position, I would agree with you. You're totally changing your job style. Right now, hold on, a lieutenant paramedic that's on an engine is in the same boat as a captain paramedic. They're both doing, quote unquote, they're both not acting as paramedics on a rescue car in their normal job description. The lieutenant paramedic is on an engine company, running calls in the engine, not going to the hospital, not really. But my argument is they are acting as a paramedic because of the crap hits the fan, and he has to act as a medic. He's going to be on the rescue car or whatever. He's still a paramedic. And if the chief, even the chief, captain, saying chief, if the captain's out in his car, and in this situation in the past, before I even got elected, there were a couple instances that the captain, riding as a captain, came up on call. I think there was a PD code, and he acted as a paramedic and stuff. You're not a captain riding around a vehicle and say, I'm not a paramedic anymore, not doing my duties. If you're the first on that scene and you start acting as a captain, you innovate and do paramedic stuff, then you're gonna continue the care. I'm not really exactly sure the SOGs or the SOPs for our department, but I believe that that captain innovates the patient.
Let's go easy on the acronym.
Okay. I believe that that captain puts a tube in someone's mouth, okay, and acts as a paramedic does by the state law statute, okay, that continuum of care, that's your patient now. And if the rescue gets there, I'm not really sure if you can actually take that captain off that patient.
Not arguing that. I'm saying if a lieutenant paramedic who is assigned to that shift calls in, okay, does that captain now take that position and be the lieutenant paramedic?
No, they hire overtime for it.
Right. So there's a def. This is a different job.
Totally different job.
It's a totally different job.
Totally different job.
Well, that's the reason they're not going to be doing that function. They're not going to be doing that function.
But a lieutenant paramedic is a totally different job than a firefighter paramedic. And your firefighter paramedic
I'm missing you on that one, Commissioner, because I'm assuming that the lieutenant paramedic is going to be riding the rescue and going to be available on site.
No, they're just as capable of not being on that call as just as an ambulance is, or as a captain is.
Chief, is that true in our department?
Commissioner Jones, and maybe I can clarify. Come on up, Chief. Maybe I can clarify what you're trying to ask is that will the captain ever use his paramedic skills on the job? Will he ever be in a position to have to use the paramedic skills?
No, that's not. I'm assuming that he's going to have to keep his paramedic license intact. to be a health care provider.
No, because of 2,500, he'll want to. But if it was nothing, it's not part of his job description. So if there's no differential for them, he wouldn't need to be a paramedic anymore.
Well, we only have one paramedic.
You can go back
captain,
to EMT.
Right?
I keep both.
We only have one paramedic captain, right?
Right.
There's only one.
Only one.
Okay.
Currently.
Currently. There's only one currently. So, to me, if the man's going to do the job, let's give him the pay. If he's not going to do the job, it's a different job, then I don't see why we're going to pay him to do the job. He's not going to fill in and take that job. We're going to hire somebody else. We're going to call in somebody else and probably at overtime to fill that job. Then I don't know why we would want to be paying him for a job he's not going to do. But if he's going to do the job, if he's going to fill in when that lieutenant doesn't come in, I'm all for it.
But let's only clarify one thing before Commissioner Truber.
Actually, the chief is up here.
Okay.
Why don't you allow the chief to explain how the operating procedure works?
For the record, Bill Taft, Fire Rescue Chief. Commissioners, I feel like I'm in a catch-22, in MASH. I'm not sure what the question is that you're asking me. I've heard three different things, and I'm not sure.
Garofalo, I ask him a question. I ask him, will this captain, if a lieutenant paramedic calls in, will this captain paramedic take that assignment for that shift? That's the question.
A lieutenant paramedic would be subject to one of two positions, riding in the ambulance that day or riding on an engine as a lieutenant paramedic. In neither case would the captain drop down to fill that slot. However, the captain is supervising those other people from an administrative and management standpoint as a paramedic.
And, Chief, you said a lieutenant is subject to the rescue. How often in a normal procedure, I mean, outside the realm of things, is a lieutenant actually assigned to an ambulance?
They do their own scheduling for their stations, and they can assign themselves to the rescue. And they do that on a rotating basis so
they
keep
their skills
sharp. However, we also have three advanced life support engines that require a paramedic. That may be a firefighter paramedic, or it may be the lieutenant paramedic.
And just to clarify what I said, so I'm not just throwing stats out here, have the captains in the past been on a call and run on calls where he used his paramedic skills and was the person that provided care to whatever the call was?
First, I would assume that to be the case. However, I haven't witnessed that personally. All of us are subject, as is my deputy chief, who's a paramedic, of using those skills at any time if they're licensed.
And is the requirement of paramedic a requirement of being a captain?
No, sir.
Commissioner Jones, are you done, or you have other questions?
That's all.
Okay. Commissioner Trubert.
All right. I don't have any questions of the chief.
Thank you.
I just have two comments. First off, that specialty pay, okay, paramedic pay is specialty pay. It's not part of your base pay. And anytime you take a promotion, you're subject to the new aspects of that new job when you accept it. So if you know going in that a captain's only going to get $2,500, you have the choice whether or not you want to take that job or don't take that job. So that's your choice. So if, like I said earlier, if the firemen are unhappy, the lieutenants are unhappy with this, that's a subject for a new negotiation that they can negotiate with the city the next time the contract comes up.
I move to enter into a memorandum.
7A. You want?
Yes.
This is not 7A, just so you know.
You want public comment?
But go ahead.
All right. Yeah, it wasn't this.
Go to Hughes Mungate Road. You know, I love you all up there, but I just want to ask the attorney a question so it's on the record. Is this a conflict of interest because Commissioner Garofalo is a fire captain in another county, Pasco County? Is that a conflict of interest? And also, I think even the Commissioner Troop, aren't you in the union or something like that? You're not? Okay, well then. But I want to ask you that question.
Are you done, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay, have a seat.
I want my answer, though.
Yeah, have a seat. Thank you. City Attorney?
Commissioner Garofalo can answer that.
She asked you, but before I got elected, I went through the process to make sure that when it came up during any kind of campaign or anything like that, that I would not be any decision that I make up here, I would be able to make and not be in any kind of conflict of interest. I am in the local 4420 of the IFF union, which is in Pasco County. This is local 2546, totally different union. The same argument would be, and I brought up, is that any decision on here, I could be a conflict. We're making decisions later on sidewalks. We're making decisions later on water. I do all those things in the city of Northport. So if you say a conflict, now if this is my pay coming into my wallet and doing anything with me or my family, absolutely it would be a conflict. But there's nothing to do with that. And I've been cleared, and I've gotten an opinion from our attorney and the AG on that. So
good.
I move to enter into a memorandum of understanding with the IFF 2546 to amend the contract to include $7,500 for captain's pay.
I'm going to second for discussion, and then I'm going to ask the city attorney, is amend the proper word? I don't know if we should be amending something that we already voted on, as Commissioner Trubert had.
I will be very blunt. This seems to me to be a violation of the law you're about to engage in. You had an impasse process. You had an opportunity to impose whatever you wanted to in that impasse process. $2,500 was whatever the decision of the commission. That contract was voted on and approved by the union. There's been no subsequent requests from the union for collective bargaining over this issue. It sounds like you're engaged in collective bargaining up here. And I want all of you to understand that. And I've just got that nauseous six feeling in my stomach.
this is a subject that was discussed during impasse.
And you had the opportunity to take action on it and give them to provide whatever pay you felt was reasonable. And the $2,500 was what was put in the agreement that was sent over to the union and was approved by vote. If there's a subsequent request from the union for collective bargaining, I guess we call it a reopener. I guess management can consider whether or not to engage in that based upon the direction from the commission. But the way you're going about it, without so much as even a request for collective bargaining, I just can't see how that survives any kind of scrutiny. I really don't. But
now
that's just my opinion.
Here's a question. So if the city wanted to do something, say, for instance, the city wants to cut their take away their 3%. And the city proposes that, wouldn't the city then turn around and ask them to cut their 3%?
Management would request collective bargaining in the context of a reopener. They would not have to agree to it. And the only way you could force that upon them was similar to what Manatee County School Board did, which is the emergency process for impasse.
Can I just ask a question, Commissioner? And this will clear it up. At that impasse hearing, I asked, and this is on tape, so I don't just pull this out. We may need to postpone this. I asked that if you get promoted from lieutenant to the captain, will you make up the difference? And I didn't say, I wasn't asking when you get promoted lieutenant to captain that, you'll make up a difference, but you'll be captain 3. I was asking if you get promoted by taking that down, because that's why I was against it. I sat up here, and I think I got everyone to go with me, because I said $2,500 is good, because, yeah, they're not acting as a paramedic anymore. That's cool. But as long as they're getting that in pay, I'm fine with it. So then the contract was put together, okay, and then brought over to the fire department before we got to look at it with all the different new numbers. They voted on it, then it came back to us, and then I brought it up. And I'm like, whoa, that's when I brought up the pay, and I brought up them getting it early. And that's when you sat up here and said, well, you're negotiating. So we said, okay, fine, we approved it. And then we said, okay, now we want to do a memorandum of understanding so we can get their retro. So that's what I'm saying. It was all a mess, and I was told differently in this room right here in impasse by the fire chief or whoever answered over there that if they get that pay – if it goes up, that's what sold me. I said, no, I'm not going to do it then. That's fine. As long as they're making the $7,500 up in their promotional, then I'm happy with that. Because if the answer would have been no, they're not going to make the $7,500 up, I would have said, okay, let's move the steps up like you were talking about and stuff like that. I would have suggested that. I would have. But the answer was no, they're going to make it up, and it's different because it's an incentive. It's nothing to do with the step. So that's what. Well, the answer was correct, what you said. I don't think you gave a wrong answer. It exactly was the right answer. It's just that it was kind of not the exact question that I wanted answered. So it might have been my fault. I should have been more clear in what I was asking. I asked, are you going to make it up that $7,500 by losing? And the answer was, yes, you are. Yeah, you'll be a Captain 3. You're making it up, but I didn't want that. I wanted to make it up and still be a Captain 1. So you have some movements. That's why. And I understand it looks like negotiations, but...
Okay. Chief, you have an answer?
Yes, for the record, the fire chief did not make that statement.
No, I didn't. I know you didn't.
What's that?
Fire chief did not make that statement.
Well, whoever answered, it was, I asked it, who was it?
It was either Danny or Rob.
Or it might have been Chief Corder. It was somebody standing right there when I asked.
It wasn't the fire department. I remember.
No. Any other
discussion? Doesn't matter. So it was motion, seconded. Any other discussion? No? Let us vote. And it is a 3-2 against. Oh, a 2-4 was Carousel and Garofalo. Against was Blucher, Jones, and Trubert. Good? Okay. I got to get used to that. Changing the rules along the way. Okay, next is general business, 3A, discussion, nope, just kidding.
Adjourned.
We are adjourned, moving into Road and Drainage District Governing Body regular meeting. We'll stand for the pledge again.